so glad that you're joining us here on the Power Hour, powerhournation.com. You can listen to us live up at the top of the website there. You can go to TalkStream Live, of course, and the different shortwave signals. We're very happy. Every so often, we have to have this guy on. And unfortunately, in our lives, it's just one of those necessary things. Silver Botanicals, Dean DeWolf. Ray's usually on. Ray's not going to be on this morning. So it's just Dean. And it was founded by those two, and they combined their talents, organic chemist, manufacturer, and IT professional. Can you believe that? Those two got together and started Silver Botanicals. When guests come on, they send us a bio, kind of a little sketch, so we can take facts to introduce them with. Here's what they said about their philosophy, which I just love. One, we respect our customers. Wow, there's a revolutionary idea. We believe in health benefits of natural therapeutics. Great. We believe in the freedom of the individual. We believe in selling our products at a fair price. We strive to continually improve our company and our products. Fantastic. I mean, that's a company that I want to support. Dean DeWolf from Silver Botanicals, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you for having us, Daniel. Hi, Sam. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, good morning. I'm anxious to hear what you have to say.
Go ahead, Daniel.
No, you go ahead. You know where I want to start. I mean, you guys, for years I've been buying, different, I don't want to run other brands down, but, once I found out aluminum in the deodorants and how it was bothering me, and I could tell, this is not a good idea going into your brain, whatever. You can address that much more than me. But I've been looking for natural deodorants that actually work, that I don't have to put on every 30 minutes, so they actually do something. And I found your deodorant through Joyce. She gave me a bottle of it. I was skeptical, of course, and tried it, and I was just amazed. Why is your deodorant different, and why does it actually work?
Well, that's a great question. One of the problems, that's kind of what got us started, is that back in like 2010, we were shopping the aisle in various natural health food stores and looking at their deodorants, and we just didn't see a lot of natural deodorants that were aluminum free that actually worked. I mean, there were a couple of them, but typically their effectiveness was lacking. So my background in chemistry, and specifically organometallic chemistry, I've done a lot of work in graduate school and such on the chemistry of metals and how they affect reactions and such, and I was made aware of silver and its particular reactivity towards proteins and bacteria and viruses, and that silver was in copper and other metals in that group are really effective at killing bacteria and viruses, and so I thought that maybe we could use colloidal silver in conjunction with essential oils, which are also very well known for their antimicrobial properties, that we could combine those together along with other all-natural ingredients and start experimenting and see if we could make a formula that actually works. So we spent about 6 months just developing the formula and working with family, friends, and anyone who was willing to put our concoctions under their arms and see if it was actually effective. And after around 6 months or so, we started really zoning in on a formula that people were saying, hey, this is working extremely well. We were going on camping trips and we're not showering, and it's lasting a couple days for them. So we knew we were onto something, and that's kind of what got us started in the whole area.
I'd like to
go ahead.
I'd like to know how that conversation went. Nice to see you again, Aunt Edna. Would you like a bottle of deodorant? I mean, would you like to be a guinea pig? I mean, how did that go?
I mean, all the ingredients that we use in our products are things that you could buy in the store and you could consume, actually. So there's nothing, when we first started selling these products, I would demonstrate that I was willing to, consume some of the deodorant to show that, hey, this is not a toxic material in any sense of the word. But it takes a while. I mean, we started off with farmers markets, and having these conversations with people about body odor and such is, there's some getting used to it. But once, you know, it's people just have to, once they start getting comfortable with the idea of talking about these natural processes and these natural problems that we experience in our daily lives, it gets easier.
Well, you brought up, there's two different questions here for me. Why is your deodorant different than traditional, you know, antiperspirant? How is it different? Why is those traditional antiperspirants, what are the drawbacks to them? And then how is it different to, you know, I've tried a lot of natural, quote unquote, natural deodorants. I mean, yours works way better than them. It's very surprising. And then how is it different from those? So first, traditional antiperspirant, why do we need to be even concerned about this? You know, they work.
Sure.
Traditional antiperspirants, they stop sweat. They work. What's the problem?
Well, that's kind of, it was nice that you read some of our philosophy that we say on our website about our company and how that we respect our company, I mean our customers. And one of the ways that we do that is we believe that in our labeling that you should clearly be able to understand what's in the product. And whenever you look at a lot of these conventional antiperspirants, deodorants on the market, I mean it's very difficult to even understand what's in the product. You see things like parabens, methyl paraben, propylene glycol, a lot of materials that the average person wouldn't really even know what it is. And so the one of the biggest problems that we find with these antiperspirants and deodorants on the market is that are these conventional ones is that they're just chemical soups in essence. They have materials that are hormone disruptors, like, you know, propylene glycol can be a problem. The aluminum, of course, was our big concern because my background in organometallic chemistry, I know that these aluminum salts, like the aluminum chlorohydrate, and there's an aluminum zirconium salt that they also use in antiperspirants, that these materials really interfere with the normal physiology of the underarm by blocking these pores and preventing us from sweating. And which the sweating is a known detoxification mechanism for our body. A lot of, you know, heavy metals are getting removed from the sweat. Lots of waste products are being eliminated through our underarms. It's a well-known and well-studied physiological process.
Let me pause right there. You saying that sweating underneath our underarms, you're actually detox from heavy metals there? I didn't realize that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, studies, there's been lots of science in this area showing that, you know, that the even at higher levels of higher levels than urine, that our underarm sweat is like if you, if a individual has been ingested, mercury is one for sure, cadmium, a lot of these heavy metals, lead, that you will see those elevated levels of those toxins being released through the underarm sweat to a greater degree and greater concentrations in underarm sweat than in, you know, like urine, than another means by which the body detoxifies.
Is that because you have the your big lymph nodes there? Is that a certain? Is there a specific reason physiologically?
Right. No. Absolutely. The lymph nodes is a big part of that. There's a lot of toxins and things that are brought into the lymph system, and those are being brought to the underarm, which is there is a big cluster of lymph nodes there that extend, you know, down the arm and up through the neck and down to the breast area. So it's kind of a major intersection of the lymphatic system right at the underarms. Also, major arteries, veins run right under the underarms too. And so these cells there, these sweat cells, you have various types of sweat cells, apocrine glands, eccrine glands, sebaceous glands, but these glands are a lot of their function is to take these is for a detoxification mechanism. And
so what you're telling me So what you're saying is these deodorants that have the aluminum in them, which is a heavy metal, which does settle in your brain, and like you're saying, it's close to breast, and Sam had a question about or concern about breast, but what you're saying is the aluminum that we put on our pores in those antiperspirants to not only are they stopping the heavy metals from coming out, they're actually putting more heavy metals in there. They're going right to this main kind of artery of our whole immune system.
Yeah, and it's blocking all this detoxification mechanisms that normally would occur when you do have that. In the and then the aluminum gets absorbed too slowly over time. Most of this aluminum gets stuck in the pores and forms these like kind of mucus plugs that block the pores. And actually, by blocking the pores, these pores kind of have, these sweat glands, they're kind of, they have these coiled structures at the bottom, and then there's a pore that goes up to the skin surface, and that tube is blocked. And as the pressure builds up when you people sweat and use antiperspirants, these coiled glands, the sweat glands, actually start decoiling and kind of rupturing, and can be, with extended use, permanently deformed, in essence. And that doesn't mean that it loses complete function, but you can lose somewhat of your detoxifying function through deforming all these different sweat glands by using aluminum over a period of time. So yeah, there's a lot of issues with using the aluminum.
We got to go to break.
Well, another one. Yeah, okay.
We got to go to break. We'll get into this on the other side. I didn't realize how extensive and how important this was. On the other side, Sam's got some questions about breast tissue, breast cancer, those kind of things. We're talking to Dean DeWolf from Silver Botanicals, the best deodorant I know of. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
you haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Back to the Power Hour, 24 minutes after the hour. Caring about your world, it's all about the truth. And at the Power Mall, we have alternatives. Dr. Elena George, alternatives to what the system that we see, your health, your independence. And these products are all at the Power Mall. Silver Botanicals, of course, the deodorant, the roll-ons, the refills, the oral care that we're going to talk about a little bit. So at the Power Mall, you can get that at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Hey, Dean, I've got a question for you. You know, there's infertility going on in men. I mean, it's plunged. We had a story earlier this morning, 60%, because they talk about these hormone-disrupting chemicals. So, you know, I'm wondering, but of course, there's all this environmental damage and this sort of thing, but women, too, breast cancer on the increase. I mean, there's all these reasons that they're saying, but I don't hear people talking about the idea of a breast cancer, and men get it, too. A breast cancer, something that could be a involved in breast cancer as being something that you put under your arm. Do you think that, is there a study out there with that? Or, I mean, do you think that that's possible? When I think about European women, their tradition, I don't believe, is to shave under their underarms. American women do, and then they slap this stuff on there. Could you speak to that?
Yes. Well, there's a lot of studies that have been done on this, and they don't always, you know, some tend to indicate that for example, the aluminum in deodorants might have a role to play in it, and then others say that it's not causing any problems. But I tend to believe, from all my research and all that, that there probably is some connection there. If you look at for example, the lymphatic system and how those the lymph nodes run, they do run straight from the underarm to the upper kind of quadrant, quadrant of the breast area, which is where most breast cancers are occurring. And if you're blocking these toxins that your body is trying to eliminate at the underarm, it seems to me to make sense that these toxins being diverted to, you know, areas around where they should be being released from the body, it might cause some problems in those areas, and that's what I think we're seeing with these breast cancers. Also, you do find that there's high levels of aluminum in these lymph nodes around the breast cancer. So that's my personal belief there, is that there is linkage, because when your body can't eliminate things that it's trying to eliminate because they're toxic to the body and they can't do it, it just, to me, is a recipe for problems going forward.
The actual, you know, smells that come from the underarm, those are caused by bacteria, I'm assuming. And right. most over-the-counter deodorants wouldn't really have anything in them to actually kill the bacteria, but yours does because of the nano silver, correct?
Well, there are things that kill bacteria. I mean, aluminum is used as an antiperspirant. It stops the sweating of the eccrine glands under the underarm. And then with a low moisture environment, a lot of bacteria just doesn't have an environment to thrive and grow. So almost all deodorants and antiperspirants work by making an inhospitable environment for the bacteria, because the bacteria do act on various compounds, and there's various types of compounds that lead to various types of smell of the underarm. There's the fatty acids that is kind of the typical underarm smell. There's also the steroidal compounds that get broken down, and usually that's an odor associated with stress and things like that. Your body releases a lot of these steroidal compounds, and then the bacteria act upon it, and it has a different scent. And then there's also the sulfur containing compounds that get released in from the underarm, and that is another type of odor. So there's three basic odors that come from the underarm. Most deodorants, like the basic coconut oil, baking soda deodorants, work really well with those fatty acid odors, but they don't do very well with the steroidal and the sulfur type compounds that are being released. So each one has some deodorants work well at certain types of odors and some don't. And we feel like we've worked on our formula to work on all three of those types of odors. Like the silver is very good at grabbing on to sulfur compounds and taking them out. The alkaline nature of our deodorant is good for the fatty acids. And the silver is very good at just killing it, just kind of just keep culling the population of bacteria under their arm, and you don't want to just wipe it out because that would be really bad.
Hang on, Dean, hang on. We're going to be talking about culling that population when we come back after this break. Dean DeWolf from Silver Botanicals, you're listening to the Power Hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back to the Power Hour with Daniel and Sam, and Dean DeWolf is with us. And you know what? The Power Mall has these products that Dean is talking about. He is like an engineer of the underarm. It's really extraordinary to learn about what's going on. So you need to call, well, you don't need to, but we would humbly ask you to, you know, to call Joyce, to call Jay, and order some of this silver deodorant. 877-817-9829. The amazing silver botanicals deodorant. 877-817-9829. Now, there is still free shipping until the end of the month, and there's one special with Living Streams probiotics will be out at the end of the month. That's if you buy $100 worth of Living Streams, you get a free bottle of Chibide. Don't forget Jerry Peterman's Time Challenger. Don't forget Dr. Edward Group and all the Detoxidine, the Oxy Powder, the Living Clay, the Oregano products, Vitamir products, teeth, Strauss Heart Drops. So the Hydro Pack, which there's a promotion that he's doing. It's a little complicated. Can't talk about it now, but we'll introduce that tomorrow. And the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Credit cards are being taken right now. You don't have to do PayPal. Thank you so much for your patience. And they're doing a great job. Dan is doing a great job. Jay, Catherine, adding new products. And now the Silver Botanicals there.
Yeah, Sam, I got it. They do need to call. Have they not been listening to the last 20 minutes? I mean, Dean has just scared the heck out of me. I know more about my armpit than I ever thought I would now. Of course they need to call. Have you, Sam, have you gotten one of these deodorants? Have we given
you one
yet?
I'm going to have to try it because I've been using crystals, you know, for like years. You know, I stopped using.
I used to use the crystals.
Yeah, I've never ever, you know, I've never tried this before, so I'm actually looking forward to it. I mean, Dean, you sound like, I mean, you're a scientist. You know, there's so much going on underneath the arm that we're not aware of. I mean, there's detoxification, there's sweating, which is so important, there's lymph nodes. I mean, it's amazing. And so what people put under their arms is so critical. And I'm just curious, after you gave this to your friends, you know, I mean, how did you get into production after that? I mean, did you know you had it? You knew you had it, and then you went to manufacture it?
Well, you know, that's a good question. My education background is, like I said, is I got a master's degree in chemistry and organometallic chemistry. But pretty much out of school, I went straight into the semiconductor industry, into process engineering, manufacturing of semiconductors, and the chemistries associated with making microprocessors and such. So that's really where I got a lot of my experience into quality control and quality assurance associated with manufacturing, and I've had multiple jobs in various types of chemical process engineering where there was manufacturing going on. So I had about 20 years of experience outside after college in manufacturing environment. So that's kind of where I get my understanding of, you know, the things that are important to make something in a quality, high quality manner. But you know what, Sam?
Ladies
really
and gentlemen,
quick,
if you'd like to, let me just get a number in real quick. If ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask Dean a question, I mean, he's incredible knowledge base, obviously his scientific knowledge. If you want to ask him a question about deodorants or his products or what have you, 855-995-6923. Go ahead and call in 855-995-6923. And here towards the end of the hour before Mike, I think we'll have a little time for just open lines also for you to call in and ask a question. So you can get in for that also. Go ahead and call. Sorry, Dean, didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead and with what you were saying.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, Sam mentioned that she was using the crystal, and that is something that, there's different types of crystals out there, but the most common one that I see are these Thai crystals that people are using. Some are just using pure, like, Himalayan salt crystals and all that, and that could be helpful, but a lot of these Thai crystals, they'll say that they're a mineral salt, but what they're not telling you is that the salt is an aluminum salt that they're using, and it's a synthetically made, so a lot of these alum, they'll call them alum salts. They're aluminum salts, and the reason that they work so well is because they work in the same way that most of the conventional deodorants is, that they have aluminum in this ionic form that actually causes the blockage of the pores under the skin. So, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, well, aluminum, I use that everywhere. Yeah, aluminum is a very safe material. It's one of the most abundant elements in the Earth's crust. But when you get it in an ionic form that's not bound to oxygen, like alumina that they use in sandblasting, all that's very safe, or in sandpaper, or even on the surface of aluminum foil and things like that, you get aluminum oxide, that's safe. But once you get it in a form where it's ionic, which is what the form that they use in the antiperspirants, that's the more pernicious form, where that can actually, once it's in the body, it starts binding up with a lot of things and interfering with a lot of physiological processes.
Well, I think what I'm going to have to do is probably hang up and call the Power Mall so I can order some of your silver botanicals deodorant, Dean. I'm just going to have to hang up. I'll see you later.
You also have talk a little bit about the oral health product that you have and why that's so beneficial.
Yes, yeah. Well, like our other products, we use the colloidal silver, which is a real powerful material to help deal with a lot of these pathogens that we have in the mouth. And you have things like spirochetes and amoeba. There's all sorts of things. We actually work with the largest natural dentistry in Texas when we were getting this going, and they actually requested samples, and they would perform in-house kind of laboratory analysis where they would do before and after gum line scrapings using the mouthwash, and it's on our website. We have video of the microscope video that shows what all these things that are in your mouth before and then after using the oral rinse, the dramatic reduction in a lot of these pathogenic kind of microbes that are in the mouth. And so the silver is really good, and then we use a blend of essential oils that's really focused on oral health. It kind of started with the Thieves blend, that it has cinnamon, eucalyptus, there's lemon in there, there's thyme, there's about 7 essential oils that are really good at dealing with oral bacteria. So, and we have xylitol in there, which is it's an alcohol sugar. It's not, it's a sugar that when bacteria in the mouth try and consume it, it breaks down into things that destroy the cellular mechanisms of the bacteria. So it's antimicrobial kind of sugar with a baking soda in it, grapefruit seed extract. It's just a good combination of all natural ingredients that help for keeping the mouth clean and keeping a lot of these bacteria that are associated with periodontal issues or plaque buildup and all that. They really kind of just is a good way of keeping those bacteria at good levels.
Dean,
let
me ask you about xylitol. Go ahead and finish your thought. You had a thought you're about to finish.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and it's got a, it, I think it, you know, it really leads to clean breath. People who use it, you can brush with it instead of just using it as a mouthwash. You can use it and you can add it to your water pick and a small amount of this in the tank of your water pick. So it's an all-round kind of oral care solution that you can use, in a lot of ways, that is like brushing, mouthwash, or water picking to help keep your mouth clean.
Let me ask you about xylitol, because we've heard of that, we see it in products. How does the xylitol actually kill the bacteria? I mean, what's the scientific process there?
Yeah, so they call it an alcohol sugar, and it has it's really this polyalcohol, yeah. And so when the sugar, I mean the bacteria, they see xylitol and it looks like a sugar to them, and they will go in consume it and eat it. But when their metabolic processes attempt to break it down, it breaks down into compounds that really kind of gum up their cellular machinery. In essence, and then it kills them because they're weakened by that process of them trying to digest that material. It's kind of like a poison to them. I mean,
it's like GMO. So, it's like GMO. It's almost like Roundup. It's almost like Roundup for the bacteria or something.
Right. Yeah, it really is. I mean, there's a lot of challenges. I mean, yeah, with bacteria, because pretty much, you know, with the more complex organisms like ourselves, you know, we have cells that handle digestion, and there's very specialized organs and all that, where within a bacteria, pretty much everything is, you know, on the surface of the bacteria. There has to be the respiration system and the systems that incorporate food and all that. So there's weaknesses, you know, associated with bacteria, and really that's one of their weaknesses that is exploited by xylitol. And colloidal silver really exploits a weakness in that their respiration happens through their cellular wall and membrane, and silver kind of binds up with these proteins on the surface of bacteria that, in essence, cause it to suffocate because their respiratory system is clogged up. So,
what you're saying about the xylitol in us and mankind, we have the ability to break it down. That's what you're saying. The bacteria doesn't, more or less, is what you're saying.
Yeah, right. They're just a simpler organism that doesn't have the sophistication that we do. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that's to their disadvantage in this case, but in a lot of cases, bacteria, that kind of flexibility and simplicity really works to their advantage. I mean, our body is teeming with bacteria. I mean, we were going to talk maybe a little bit about this, but yeah, the amount of bacteria that's on our skin is really crazy, and this in our mouth and in our gut, and kind of trying to better understand that. So I really think a lot of medical science is going to be going in this direction, is understanding the microbiome and how that affects our health, because we really do have a symbiotic relationship with bacteria, and understanding how to, you know, work with them so that we don't stink, but we still don't, you know, destroy them, because it's symbiotic. And
let me go back. Let me go back to xylitol for a second. Mm-hmm. We've heard a lot about dogs eating xylitol to really make sure that they don't. Is it the same thing as bacteria? Dogs just can't break it down? Or explain that a little bit.
Yeah, that's another... Well, that's just one of the metabolic kind of deficiencies that dogs and canines have, is that there's some enzymes that break down xylitol that don't break it down. I remember reading about this a while back, but I just know that they lack some of the metabolic pathways associated with breaking it down. Normally, that's not always a problem. If your body doesn't break it down, it just kind of goes through the digestive tract and is eliminated. But yeah, xylitol is a problem for dogs, and it is related to the fact that they're missing some enzymes and metabolic processes to process it properly.
You know, so a lot of these peanut butters that we have now, the peanut butters are having xylitol. And I know, you know, a lot of people, I give my dog peanut butter, especially if I want to slip him a pill or something. I use peanut butter. But so you got to be careful about that xylitol. I know that. Go ahead, absolutely. Sam. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to disrupt you.
Oh, no, that's fine. Wanted to get back to all of those those you know, organisms. I mean, you were talking, Dean. I mean, we have trillions inside of us. And we hear a lot of people talk about that, our immune system and stuff like that. But what you're talking about is the trillions on our skin and how we have to work with them. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, absolutely. There are more, as far as like a cellular count, if you were to do a cellular count of on and in within the body, there's 10 times the number of bacterial cells than there are R cells on us. So in essence, we're outnumbered by bacteria, which is kind of a strange thing. I mean, their cells are a lot smaller than our cells. So, you know, by mass, it's, you know, a small portion. But by counting actual cells, there's a lot more bacteria cells than R cells on us. And so that extends onto the surface of the skin. And there are literally, you know, thousands of types of bacteria. Typically, they fall under a couple specific categories, like Staphylococcus or corny bacteria, or there's various types. And they, you know, but each bacteria will even find specific niches on the body. So some bacteria only live in the underarm. Some bacteria live on your elbow. Some live in your navel. You know, like they really find this real specific environmental niche that they live in. And so whenever, and there's been lots of studies on this, and they're just beginning to really kind of investigate it. But like even on the underarm, you know, depending on what deodorant you use or antiperspirant, it can greatly affect the kind of the diversity, the bacterial and microbiomes diversity in a particular area. When you start messing around with the underarm, you can start really getting situations where people have weird smells or, you know, lots of potential problems. But yeah, understanding how what you're using is affecting the microbiome and is really important.
What about the market share of your product, you know, Silver Botanicals? You know, how long have you been on the market? And, are you know, you're not really competing with the antiperspirant. You're in a class by yourself. But are you making grounds in your marketing and spreading your word?
Yeah, you know, we are. I mean, we've been in business now. This is our sixth year. We've just, on our Facebook, we've been offering these emerald, kind of our company color, authentic gemstone necklaces to celebrate. But we've been in business for 6 years, and we've seen really good growth every year, you know, +20%+ growth every year. And it's really getting out. Like, we do, of course, we want to buy at the Power Mall, but there's other places out there that we sell and that have rating systems, and we really, compared to the most of these other natural deodorants out there, are getting really good ratings in reviews of our products by our customers. And I guess really what I'm trying to say is that really I think I feel that the public is seeing the benefit of our products and its superiority to a lot of these other companies out there that are selling natural deodorants. I mean, a lot of them are just, I mean, it's so common, it's so unoriginal what a lot of people are doing with the natural deodorants. I mean, most people will use like arrowroot powder, baking soda, coconut oil, or cornstarch. I mean, they're just using this kind of a play on this one recipe and maybe putting a different scent in it or just doing little things. But we really feel that our deodorant was a lot more, you know, thought out and worked out such that the benefits that people are experiencing using it are really being seen.
Well, my goodness, Dean, you're a chemical engineer. We can get deodorant from a chemical engineer, right, Daniel?
Yeah, he's being a little humble. We got to go to break, but I mean, I'll say it for Dean. This is the best natural deodorant I've ever seen, and it's probably out there that I know of anyway. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump Bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Back to the Power Hour, 54 minutes after the hour. Dean DeWolf, Silver Botanicals, the deodorant, the oral care spray, or mouthwash, excuse me, at the Power Mall. We have a call. Let's go to call and see what question they have first, and then I got a question about the rotating deodorants. Ken in New York, you're live on the air. What's on your mind today, Ken?
Yes, thank you for taking my call. A while back when I called,
yes, sir,
when I first called up, it was discussing aluminum monoxide. And I have a question about ceramic cookware as opposed to Teflon, which I understood gases and probably contributed to my diabetes. Any thoughts on it? Ceramic cookware, which I think is has aluminum monoxide,
right,
in it, or some bonding.
Right, yeah.
Dean, do you have any thoughts on that?
The ceramics typically are pretty safe in terms of leaching of aluminum, because, again, that aluminum oxide, whenever it's bound to an oxygen, and also there's silicates in the ceramics, but that's a pretty tightly bound aluminum material. So I don't think there's concern in terms of leaching of aluminum ions from drinking from ceramics or anything, or eating from ceramics.
Oh,
what about cooking?
Much.
What about, you know, your...
Oh.
Yeah, what about cooking? I think that's what you're asking about. What about cookware
when
you heat it up, really?
Yes.
Yeah, I think for the most part that's pretty safe, and typically ceramics are glazed, at least with regard to cookware, that there's a glaze that's on there that also is like a glass coating that you're putting on your ceramic that should be pretty good at preventing aluminum ions from migrating out of the ceramic, which should also be pretty safe, though, too, in terms of it's holding on to aluminum and not leaching aluminum. But definitely aluminum pans are of a concern. I mean, we do know that even if it's known that fluoride is speeds up the process of etching aluminum from aluminum cookware. So there's a concern of using aluminum cookware, and particularly using aluminum cookware with fluoridated water can be even more problematic.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
hey, Ken, I really appreciate your call. Can I put you on the spot for 1 second, Ken?
Good.
as he recoils in fear. Do you have a copy of the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator?
No, but I have I listen to most of the, well, let's put it this way, one of my hobbies that I've taken up in retirement, I'm 64, and I've also been electronics, similar version, all my life. I practice pro se litigation. Somebody's always trying to take something away from you. So I'm pretty aware.
Yes, this seems
that
way.
I don't have it on my refrigerator, but I do have it.
Very good. Well, it's my goal to get every listener to have it on the refrigerator, because when people come into your house, they see it. It just means something. It's in front of you all the time. There's power in doing it. I promise. So thank you.
Can I say one more?
Thank you for the call. Very good question. Sure, please go ahead, Ken. Hurry, we got a little bit of time. Sure.
I don't know if you're aware of. I'm in an area where it's called William Floyd in Suffolk County on Long Island, and we have a statue of William Floyd on a nice corner, four corner. And he was one of the three signers, I believe, of the Declaration. And he gets a sunburn 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from four red light cameras.
That's funny.
Poor guy.
Thank you
poor
so
guy,
much, Ken, huh? for your call. The poor
Thank
guy.
You. Bye-bye.
appreciate your call. Dean, we're coming to the end of the interview. We just have a little bit of time left. The floor is yours. Anything you want to say in conclusion? Your products are up at thepowermall.com. About 10 seconds.
Well, sure. I just want to let them know, too, that with our deodorant, we do have refills that refill the deodorant, either the spray or the roll-on, twice. So it's some way by which we help lower the prices to our customers, and the Power Hour is carrying it. Power Mall.
Very good. Caring about your world, making it better. Your underarm health. Who knew? Very important. Stay tuned. Mike Cernovich on the other side.